Actually, this incident happened yesterday in the evening. Governor was going home from work. On his way, almost getting to the house, his convoy happened to meet the car of a Chinese engineer coming out from the Kirmayadi Hospital on the main road. So the vehicle that was being driven by the Chinese national, who is a contractor at the Chinese hospital in Rumbek, was almost hitting one of the vehicles occupied by the bodyguards, the governor. So the bodyguards stopped and jumped out of the vehicle. And upon seeing the bodyguards jumping down, he came out of the car, the Chinese, and he pulled down. This is what happened. He pulled down, fled, thinking that maybe these bodyguards were going to shoot him. But that one didn't happen. He was not touched. He was not even touched. He pulled down alone and became unconscious. And he was rushed to the hospital yesterday in the evening. So some people thought that he was beaten by the guy by the guards, or he has been hit by any of the guards, but no one touched him. He only pulled down alone.
Let me just cut you short. You mentioned that the guy, his car almost about to collide with the governor convoy, and he was stopped and he just pulled down. But yesterday there are indication of beating on his body. There are some bruises that indicate that this guy was also being beaten. There are some of the signs that indicate that this guy was actually, there was upper hand raised on him.
Of course, he pulled down. He pulled down, fled, and started rolling himself under his vehicle. And you know, the road is a hard ground. You know, the compacted road of made of maram. So when you throw yourself down, then you expect, you know, in carrying some bruises. This is what happened to the Chinese national, and he has not been beaten. In fact, these are almost lingering that he has been beaten. No one beat him.
Is he really being thrown himself down, or he was pulled out?
He was not pulled down. Upon seeing those guards stopping him, because the guards stopped him, and they also stopped, and they jumped out of the vehicle because it is an open vehicle pickup. So bodyguards would definitely jump out of the vehicle, and they were coming toward him. So upon seeing them coming, he might have concluded to himself that these guards were coming to beat him because of the mistake that he has done, that he did not stop to give way for the governor's motorcade. So having that thought maybe in the mind, he threw himself down, hitting the ground on the back, and he decided to roll himself under the vehicle, his own vehicle. So the guards came and pulled him out of from the ground, and he became unconscious. From that very spot, he was rushed to the hospital, and the message was taken to the governor that the Chinese national, who was driving a car, and the car was almost colliding with the one of the vehicles in your motorcade, that he was stopped, and when the bodyguards were trying to come toward him, he threw himself down, and now he became unconscious, and he has been taken to the hospital. At that time, the governor immediately ordered for the arrestment of all those who were in that vehicle, all the guard, and even the driver himself. Nine of them are in the prison now.
Mr. Minister, why these guys, nine soldiers arrested, if the guy thrown himself down, you arrested these people?
No, we are here to not to have grudges with our partners, with the people who are helping us, and therefore seeing him as somebody who is not one of us here. Because if the person driving the vehicle happened to be one of us, then it may be thought that the guy may be having a certain motive that he wanted to do. But that one is an innocent. He doesn't know more about how things are done here, and perhaps seeing guns or for him to be in such a situation, it might have been the first time for him. Therefore, the guards should have not done that. The guards should have first go and report the case to the one in charge of those engineers, and whatever disciplinary measures to be taken, then it has to be done at the level of their administration, instead of them stopping him. And
Mr. Chandrak, what is the charge to these soldiers? What will be their charges?
Of course, maybe they were acting actually under a perception of providing protection to the BIP. But contrary to what we used to know, that this you have to handle somebody who is not one of us in a different way. See, yeah, like these Chinese people, they are here to implement some projects here, project at the hospital and other projects. And seeing that this person is not one of us here, then he has to be approached in a way that cannot bring such a situation forth. So this is what these guards have done wrong, the way they have approached, by saying that the issue is under control, it has been handled. Those bodyguards of His Excellency the Governor have been arrested. They are in the prison. They have been incarcerated since yesterday. They are awaiting investigation. Also, the Chinese is also in good condition. He's now well. It was actually, he fainted. He fainted because of what he saw. He thought that those people were coming to shoot him or to beat him. That's why he fainted. But later, when he was taken to the hospital and minor treatment were administered, so he became well, and now his condition has stabilized. There's no problem. So these bodyguards will be investigated, and the result of the investigation will later be made public also. So these are the steps taken and the process that this personnel will go through.